By the way, it might be kind of sad when we come back in full, because it's kind of nice to have like everybody right down here in the middle that I don't have to worry as much about where I look. But my friends, with that, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So I have to tell you, you will not believe what happened to me. Several weeks ago, I went to my favorite outdoor store, not to name any names, but Lowe's. And I picked up a plant that I was really excited about. It was just a little sprout, but I knew all of the potential that this little sprout had. So I picked it up and I took it home, and just like I've been preaching so lovingly, I put it in good soil, plenty of water, and the right amount of sunshine. And I had all of these hopes and expectations for what would become of my little sprout. I have to tell you, saw this tip on Pinterest, one of my favorite social media websites, that said if you crushed up eggshells, it could give extra calcium to the plants. And so I thought, calcium sounds good. So I even spread eggshells to help this little sprout to grow as best as possible. I did everything right, or so I thought. Wouldn't you believe it? I seemed to have been totally hoodwinked by my favorite store, Lowe's, not to name any names. What I was hoping for out of this sprout was a nice, big, red, juicy strawberry. I mean, doesn't a nice, red, ripe strawberry sound so good right now? I would cut it up and put it over yogurt with a little granola and some honey, and oh, that would just be the perfect breakfast. But what came out of this little sprout was no strawberry. It wasn't a blueberry, it wasn't a raspberry, it wasn't a berry at all. But what came out of this sprout but romaine lettuce? I wondered, as I stood there, aghast at my romaine lettuce growing so beautifully, I must say, with all the love, of how in the world this happened. Strawberries and romaine lettuce are nothing alike in my mind. Romaine lettuce will not go on top of yogurt with granola and honey and make for a good breakfast, y'all. And I will not say I tried it. But then I read one of my scriptures for this morning, and I think I figured out where I went wrong. So if we go into the Gospel of Matthew, the 7th chapter to be exact, Jesus is talking about growing fruits, okay? So I thought, all right, Jesus, the gardener, I'm gonna learn here. And Jesus tells us in this chapter that if you want to grow figs, you must have a fig tree. And in the like, if you want to grow thorns, you must plant a thorn bush. And wouldn't you know, it dawned on me. I was expecting strawberries, and I planted romaine lettuce. I guess I'm the one that hoodwinked myself. Y'all didn't laugh at me nearly as much as I thought. I bought romaine lettuce, thinking it would sprout into strawberries, but Jesus' words about fig trees and thorn bushes is absolutely true. He tells us through that story that we will recognize who people are by the fruits that they produce that tells what kind of tree they are. Now, I have to say, my story about planting romaine lettuce and expecting strawberries might not exactly be the truth. It might just be a good sermon illustration. I promise I'm not that unwise at gardening to think that if it says romaine, it will be strawberries. But what I say about the scriptures and what Jesus says is absolute truth. What you plant is what you are going to produce if tended properly. We've talked over the last 2 weeks, haven't we, about the seed that's been planted in us. We've talked about the soil that the seed is planted in, and we talked about all the proper ways to tend it. Some out of my inept ability to grow things, and some out of the scriptures, one being a little bit better of a story than the other. But all of this, all of the last 2 weeks and what they culminate into this week can be summed up and described in one very simple, easy to understand word. And that word, my friends, is love. The fruits of the Spirit, as CL read so beautifully for us this morning, they all entail love in them. Look at it this way. Be patient through love. Be joyful with love. Be kind out of love. Be generous with your love. I could go on with all nine, but I have a feeling you get the point. Love is in the root of all good and worthy spirits that are within us, called fruits of the Spirit. And my friends, I have to tell you, and this is one of the hardest things for me to hear within this, as I so often preach to myself while I am preaching to you, but all of this love, all nine of the fruits and everything else, begins with how we love ourselves. For the love that we have in ourselves is what grows into the love that we have for others. And furthermore, it models the love we desire others to show to us. It may seem silly, but what if we worked to woo ourselves in the same way that we try to woo others? Are you all wooers? And wooing is not just a romantic thing. Believe it or not, but you try to woo friends and you woo neighbors. You do kind things in hopes that they will be your friend and be a good neighbor instead of just a stranger. But what would happen if we were intentional about taking ourselves out for a nice dinner and a movie? What if we bought ourselves flowers or a card or an edible arrangement, if that's your thing? What if we wrote ourselves love notes to remind us how loved we are and how worthy and good we are? What if we treated ourselves to ice cream and a stroll along the beach? What if we were genuinely kind and compassionate because we couldn't see treating ourselves in any other way? What we do for ourselves becomes the root of what we do for others. To love ourselves is not selfish or self-serving, as long as it's not putting ourselves up and above others in worthiness, but it is God-given and God-commanded. Love others as you love yourself. Not love others despite not loving yourself. Not be kind to others and not yourself. Love others as you love yourself. And once we love ourselves, once we check that box that we're doing well at loving the person we see in the mirror, then we can bear the fruit of love that others will see, that others will experience, and that others will be able to see God through. If we go back to Matthew 7 and our fruit trees and thorn bushes and thistles, we see Jesus saying, "By their fruits you will recognize them." They are believers. They, within it, are believers, and the fruit being spoken of is love. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, though, nobody's joining in. Y'all just must be in shock that notes came out of my mouth instead of words. I used to love to sing that at the campfire at camp. But how true is it? They will know we are Christians by our. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. Is important. It seems so simple, doesn't it? Four letters. But I also know the minute we walk out these doors, we will be tried and tempted by the thorns of this world, that will try to choke the love out of us. Walking out the doors, the car that's driving too fast and doesn't see you trying to cross. The person who is rude to you, the bully at work, the neighbor who plays their music too loud, the smell from the channel and those you think might not be doing enough about it, the dog who keeps barking or pooping on your lawn, the unfair way the world seems to work. I could go on and on, but again, I think you get the picture. Trials and temptations are all around us. But how do we resist these challenges? How do we bite our tongue? How do we not have our first instinct be anger and frustration instead of love and patience and compassion? Are you ready for it? Because it's my soccer story of the day. It is soccer season. The coach that I coached with yesterday asked me where I was going on my trip. And I said, it's a work trip. He says, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm a pastor. And he went. But after, he said, I knew there was a reason we connected, because you're a believer and I'm a believer. I said, yes, I'm a pastor, and soccer is my hottest illustration right now. Then we had a wonderful conversation all about the Bible and soccer and everything else. But in soccer, we have one girl that plays the keeper. And here's the first important thing, is I had to learn they're not goalies. Goalies are in hockey, goalkeepers are in soccer. Donna's nodding her head with all her learning with Opal. And we don't play on a field, we play on a pitch, okay? But our keeper has to wear a different shirt than everyone else. We have these oversized, long sleeve, bright colored shirt that whoever for that quarter is the goalie puts on. Now I have to tell you, I am finagling my way to make sure I'm the one that gets my hands on that jersey and hands it to the girl each quarter. I find this important. I think this is one of my best jobs as assistant coach to this team, because I walk up to the girl, I hand her the shirt, and as she's holding it and I'm holding it both, I say, this shirt is a wall that the ball cannot get past. Now that you're putting on this shirt, you are a wall, and the ball will not get past you, and your team is with you. I have to tell you, I always get a smile out of them. Why? Because we all need words of power and encouragement, and we work so well off symbols and things that we can touch. Well, as Christians, just like that keeper, we do wear a garment of power that can help us resist all of the evil and frustrations that are out there. We have a garment that is this magical thing that things from the world can't get through, but magically Christ's light can get from us out into the world. That garment is the garment of Christ that we put on at baptism. We are, quote, clothed in Christ, as Paul tells us. And there's no greater force of love than God's Son, who gave his life upon the cross out of love for us. So my friends, I challenge you, and me as well, to go and be a wall that resists the trials and temptations, to bear fruit that is not rooted in God's love. And from the love that God has planted inside of you, first, work to love upon yourself. And then allow that fruit of love to flow from you upon others around you, so that they can see the Christ that is in you. Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks for the power of love, for planting it in us and feeding it with your Holy Spirit. We ask that you will help us to follow your directions in love, to love ourselves and to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. May we be bearers of the fruit of the Spirit. And through those fruits, may we nourish the world around us with the goodness of your Son and the most powerful force that this world needs, the power of your love. For all of this we pray in thanksgiving to you, the source of it all. Amen.